Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Long Island Gaming League, where we talk esports and all that other good fun stuff. My name is Dennis, and I am one of the co-hosts for the Long Island Gaming League. And today we have a very special guest. But before we get into our guest, I'm going to introduce Bruno. Bruno, our other co-host. Bruno, what do you want to say to the people?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever you're listening. How's everybody doing? It's been a while. Hope you guys haven't missed us too much, but hopefully you guys are going to be happy with what we have today for you.
Yeah, bro. You know what? I agree, man. I miss being able to talk to our listeners. We know when we first got started with the podcast, there were, you know, technical difficulties we're having, but we think we finally found a platform to where we'll be able to have great conversation with our guests, our listeners. You'll all be able to hear it all the way through to its completion with no interruptions. But with that being said, I would like to say we have a guest from Long Island University. His name is John. So, John, since I gave you a little bit of an introductory to the people, why don't you give them the true introductory so they know who you are and what you're all about?
Yes. So, first off, I want to thank you for having me on, Dennis and Bruno. My name is John McDermott. I am the head coach of esports at LAU Post. I also do a little bit of work with LAU Brooklyn, but not in an official capacity yet. I guess a little bit about my background for the people who don't know me, don't know any of my bio or anything like that. I've been working for the esports scene for about the past 4 years. I've done work with the professional teams such as E-United. I've also hosted and ran tournaments for amateur League of Legends tournaments and things like that. I've competed amateurly in League of Legends. And as well as that, I also was one of the people that helped begin and got the foundation set for the St. John's esports team as well.
Now that is quite the accolades, man. That's very amazing. So it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Definitely from what we've learned, from me personally speaking, that the esports community, as much as it is growing, it is very close-knit, and there's a lot of people who know people. So we all kind of have that same common goal when it comes to esports. It's the love of playing games, whether it's competitive or not, but just kind of that you know, whole thrill of playing games, whether you were a kid, because I used to play when I was younger, to being able to play on a professional level. I think it's just, like, really amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is, right? And, like, so a little bit more about me, right? I started playing esports competitively when I ended up having to stop playing collegiate football. So I've always been looking for that ability to compete and to give back. And that's what I found so helpful in terms of what esports is that you have this close-knit community that, like, even if you're, and I know that means at the top, right? But even if you're, like, at some sort of position, you always are going to be able to be connected with, you know, the persons just starting out or the fans or anything like that. And we can all help at the esports scene as a whole grow together.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, well, we want to dive right into some of these questions, but I know me and you have been conversating before. Bruno, I know we had spoke before prior to John getting on. What were some of the questions you had for him?
Let's put it this way. My question's a little bit more of on a gaming side instead of more like a professional ones. Like, out of curiosity, I did a little bit of research, of course, in terms of your program and all that. Why League of Legends?
Well, League of Legends for me, right, not only do I have the personal connection of actually knowing the game and competing in that game, but it also is one of the largest and most well-known esports there is in the world right now. We can have the debate whether or not it's, like, the most well-known and the most popular esport out there at the moment, but, like, it still gives an offer of a platform of a general audience that they'll know what that game is, regardless of if or not you're really a video game fan or an esport, because that you know, draws 50,000 people to their finals every year all around the world and draws millions and millions of views on Twitch, YouTube, all the streaming platforms put together. So I thought that would be a very great sort of entryway to get into an esports program and get to sort of those fans. And that then I'm going to assume is your next question is, what about Overwatch? It's the same sort of thing. Overwatch is one of the most known esports and competes with League of Legends, I think for that title, it's like, you know, it's on ABC, it's on Disney, it's on ESPN almost weekly at this point. It still streams to hundreds of thousands of people every week. And these games are both are like super well-known and well-recognized games that will help, you know, get the name of esports out there, that even like if you are like just say a common college student, you probably know what these two games are.
Right. No, and that's great. You know, those two games for me, ironically, are fairly new. You know, I've seen them. I'm more learning about them. I've kind of been more with the Call of Duty, Madden, you know, NBA 2K, the different arena of sports or, you know, esports playing. But I've become very fascinated with the League of Legends and the Overwatch. Now, being that this is something, as we're talking about schools, how would you describe the esports program and what it would interest as far as students enrolling into it, as like on a collegiate or a school level, specifically Long Island University?
So I think the first thing is that at least at Long Island that we do uniquely, right, is that esports on a whole level is always growing, right? So I'll take, for example, the Big East, right? When I was there, it was literally just League of Legends and Overwatch. I left back in December because I graduated with my master's. But when I left there, they were expanding into Overwatch and Counter-Strike. And I believe the Big East now are fielding those four teams. So with LIU, the way I set it up and the way I want it working ideally and the way it is working right now is that we have our varsity programs, right? We have the varsity programs that we're selecting to compete in next season, the school I'm working with the ADs and all of that to do it. And then we have the club, which are the other games, other, you know, other esports that we will use to build. And then when, like, as I always say, right, because I'm an athlete and I come from like a lot of like physical sports, when their numbers called, I don't have to rush in order to set it up. And then in that sort of sense, like, we are incredibly welcoming to every esport that there is, whether it be something like Madden, right, or whether it be Rocket League, it's not just, or Smash, it's not just like Overwatch and League of Legends, and that's all we care about. No, we want to care about Smash. We want to care about Hearthstone. We want to care about Call of Duty. We want to care about, you know, NBA 2K. We want to care about Madden. We want to care about all the esports that you can really think of and compete on. And that's what we're going out and recruiting. And I've always made this very clear that if you want to play esports at LIU, you're going to have a spot. Like, we will find a sport, we will find a game for you that you are passionate about, and we will help you get better in that sense.
And, you know, that's really amazing that you guys kind of offer that with your program, because it does allow for gamers like myself, you know, if I was still in my college years, you know, that would be just, like, very appealing to me. And I'm sure it's very appealing to some of the other students or high school students who are listening, and those their parents who may see their child playing these video games and just kind of be like, oh, well, now that I know that they may not play some of the more popular games when it comes to colleges, but they still play games, they still have that opportunity at Long Island University. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And I think also on top of that, it is a very unique situation that LIU is in compared to the other schools that I know of, right? So a lot of the other schools are just club schools. Well, we have both the club and the varsity programs, right, that intermingle with each other, but are two separate entities, right? So we're able to have, you're able, if you're a student that comes to us and plays, like, you know, League of Legends or Overwatch, Smash, Hearthstone, like any of these games, you're going to say, I have the opportunity to be a varsity athlete at a Division I college, right? And the one thing that I'm always told by the people I work with in the athletics department is that they are just as committed at keeping, you know, the same sort of like athletic standards that, you know, our football team has, which is a very good football program, or our women's softball team, who is just in the, like, you know, Division II World Series, that we would have for esports. Like, they don't want to see that difference, which I don't know, because I haven't only worked at, you know, St. John's. There's going to be, like, I don't think you'll find another college on the island that has that sort of like symbiotic relationship between esports and, you know, athletics and faculty.
Okay. But I know we're talking about Overwatch and we're talking about League of Legends, of course. Do you have any intentions in the near future of adding any other games to your, not in like club wise, but in terms of high competition?
Yes. The simple answer is yes. I know I've been talking with deputy athletic director, I believe is his title officially, to talk with about adding new esports and titles to the varsity program. I think there are a couple of varsity esports that we're missing out here on Long Island that could be incredibly successful esports, not just on a collegiate level, but on like a national level that I would hope to sort of capitalize on while the market is still sort of growing.
But do you have any names, any games in particular, or just...
Like I said, I've brought up Rocket League a couple times. I think Rocket League is one of the best is one of the easiest watchable games there are right now. For me as well, Rainbow Siege 6? Rainbow Six Siege, or whatever. Siege is one of, like, another game that has, like, a great watchability value to it and could develop into a very good esport if the infrastructure gets there. And I know a couple places are already working on that. And then as well, I do believe we're talking like a fighting game. I want to field like some sort of competitive fighting team in the near future as well, whether it be Smash Brothers, Tekken, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, all those sorts of games, because I know that community is like a very passionate and driven community that I think could drive a varsity program to success.
Agreed. So with that all being said, kind of what do you think are some of the most important characteristics in order to make a successful student and esports player, in any particular curriculum?
So I'll base this not really generally off of esports, right, but my background as a collegiate football player. A lot of it has to do with being a good person, right? If you're gonna, like, if you're on a team with, 20 other people, whether it be 20 people on like a basketball team or an esports team or 100 people like football, if you're not a good person and you're not a team player, you're not gonna do well on the team and you're gonna find yourself isolated from the team, and then that's gonna lead to a bad college experience. So I think that's the biggest thing. But then the other things are as well, like, you have to be passionate about your sport. Like, I don't know how many like high schoolers we have that are like, hey, I want to compete in, esports going in, or hey, just like general, hey, I want to play some sport in college, right? If you're not passionate about that sport, whatever it is, you're not going to be able to sort of make yourself successful, because like, I know with football, I was waking up at like 5:30 in the morning to go lift. And then I was having classes from 9 to 2, and then practice from meetings from like 3 to 4, and then practice from 5 to 8. So you have like a very tight regimented schedule that you have to sacrifice for. So if you're not passionate about it, you're not going to want to make those sacrifices, and that's not going to be good. And then the third and final thing I think is being academically able to keep up with the standards, right? So everyone thinks about college athletes that like, oh, they're these free, they get these free educations just because they can play sports. You hear about the college scandals all the time. Like, hey, we get issues with, improper benefits and all those sorts of things, people not taking the right classes. But like a lot of students like that are athletes not only do well in their sport themselves, but also achieve at the highest academic levels as well. So like, with football, like you can't sit here and say, hey, I have this great player, right? But I don't know if they're going to be here in 2 years because they could, have to transfer because they're losing their academic scholarships. So if you have the passion, if you're able to keep up with schoolwork and make that a priority as well, and then on top of that, you have to be able to, be disciplined enough to be successful, I think you can make a very good college athlete out of that.
Wow. That's very interesting because, again, there are a lot of misnomers and assumptions that kind of go into the whole athletic curriculum, on a college level. And, even there's stuff, even though it's not on a college level, just the misunderstanding of, you know, guys or kids that play video games, but I really think it was interesting where, you know, maybe some of the kids who aren't the best in school currently right now aren't so because they don't really have any motivation, or they don't see, or they can't aspire to be, maybe they're not the best football player, maybe they don't like class, but they have no real drive. But from what I've noticed and just kind of being in some of the high schools is that, you know, some of these kids, if provided with the right motivation, will excel in doing something that they love. So it's kind of like if they love to play video games and they're like, okay, well, if I got to play video games to, or if I got to get good grades to play video games, I'm motivated to actually read a little bit more. I'm motivated to study a little bit more because the reward is that I can kind of do something that has normally been, you know, oh, I shouldn't be doing that, whether I was told by my parents or my friends kind of looked down upon. I really think that that's just something that's very interesting, that it kind of goes unforeseen on top of the kids who are already academically good and play esports or play video games. But for those who appear to not be good students, but provided with the right motivation, can also excel in the esports arena when it comes to high school and in college.
Yes, no, I think you're 100% right. And I think especially, right, I don't know if you covered this on previous podcasts, but like the NCAA recently again kicked the bucket down the street with the idea of bringing esports in under the NCAA banner itself, which I think is like very beneficial because now, like if, right, I have a student that is, you know, one of those students where they can get motivated by the, you know, being on the team, I don't have to worry as much as them coming on with a bad GPA and bringing them in because I know I can motivate them and coach them up to get to the point where they are an academically successful student and then also be a, like, you know, like sports successful student as well and have both of those going at once, where if you are like a if you're an NCAA program, I can't bring in a like, you know, academically unsuccessful student because they may be gone and they're not going to have the ability to retain the be retained within the school or within even like the NCAA standings and, you know, standings and like regulations and to fall in line with all of like, you know, their rules just to be academically eligible.
I can see that the biggest problem, I think, from what you're saying and what it seems is it's these kids that come in for these programs, unfortunately, there's no type of like proper sponsors or scholarships to help these kids stay in these colleges. You don't have a sports scholarship, or if you're not a genius in high school, half of these kids end up having to move around back and forth because the parents have to pay out of their pocket and they can't actually stay in certain colleges because of how much they have to pay.
Yes, no, I think that's right, but I think also LIU does a very good job at managing that sort of stuff. We, like, you know, I not only am I the esports coach, but I'm also one of their success coaches. So, like, it's not only my duty to make sure that I'm, like, my esports team is, like, playing their best, but I also have a caseload of students that, like, they need – my role is also to make sure they're academically performing their best. And that means, you know, they won't be losing their scholarship. They'll be qualifying for internships and they'll be prepared to go out in the world, right? And then in terms of esports itself specifically, I think it's also unique because like I've mentioned a couple of times, we're a varsity program. I do have the ability to offer esports scholarships if the right people come along and, you know, they need that extra financial help. I've always felt, right, I'm friends with Daniel Clerkey, the manager of the general manager of E-United and also the head of Maryville, right? One of the top like esports colleges in the nation. He always says, and I agree with him 100%, that your success as a coach in college isn't based on how many wins or losses you get, but how many people you graduate. And that feeling of, you know, I'm walking, he just had his first graduation class walk, like getting those people from, you know, incoming freshmen to outgoing senior is the biggest achievement for a sport, for like any type of coach, regardless of it's esports or a physical sport. So I think that is the major sort of, you know, push for me, is to make sure that my students, when they come in, if they need that extra help, get them that extra help, whether it be financially or academically to make sure that they're out in 4 years and they are being able to get a job and following whatever passion they have.
Nah, that's awesome. And I kind of want to keep on what we're referring to, because I mean, hey, we're all talking because we have some insight about esports or whether it's college, but we also have parent listeners. And, you know, I would just like to ask you, John, if a parent is listening right now and they're tuned in and they're kind of on the fence, what is something that you can either advise them about, you know, coming to Long Island University, or how do they do that process? Let's just say they're on the cusp and they're like, you know what, I want to get behind this, or I want to learn more. How can they either contact you or speak to you about your program and what you could do for their particular student?
So I guess first off, like you're asking for like my personal contact, right? You can look at my email for the school. I have a professional school email, john.mcdermott@liu.edu or at liu_esports@liu.edu are the two that you can contact me on. They both get forwarded into my inbox. We have a social media platform as well. It is, I just want to make sure I am giving you the right one. It's @liu_esports. The DM box is always open. You can always contact me there or ask questions. You can go on to, we haven't changed it over yet, I believe, but we will be changing it over soon. So we're not going to be able to, like, you know, this may not stay long, but I'm sure it's going to be redirected. If you go to liupostpioneers.com, you can fill out the recruiting questionnaire. We actually have a varsity form recruiting questionnaire, which then I can get in contact with you about more information. And then as well, you can call the school and you can get directed to the Promise Hotline, which is where I work, and ask me more questions there. So those are like four great ways to get in contact with me into regards to all of this. And then as well, you know, you can call the school itself. We are a great school. We're stationed in the middle of Long Island. It's a great campus to be around. You can come visit it almost like anytime you want. What I found most interesting when I got hired here, when you think about what a college is, it's not one of these city colleges where, like, you know, it's just like a couple buildings and then like a parking lot and that's it. This is like a unique four-year university setting where we have the big lawns, we have the large, you know, athletic field section. We have like horses. We have room for like horses. I've never been to a college that has had horse, like actual stables on it. That's how much room we have on this campus, which is amazing. It's a glorious campus to live on and look at. So, like, just come here. It's in the middle of Greenville if you want to look at it. Like, we're always around. The Promise coaches are always around. They can contact you. We can call admissions. They can put in contact with you with me as well. And I'm free to sit around and talk as much esports as you want if you're wanting to learn more information about our program or about esports in general.
Perfect.
I just have one last question for you. Now, I know all these colleges make these teams. Some of them have a certain standard. Some of them have more like to introduce a different type of sport. What is the ultimate goal that the college had in mind when they created this program?
Well, so there's two ways to answer that, right? One, the ultimate goal for any sport is always to win, right? But the idea as well is to build and develop a foundation for a esports program over the next 3 years that is going to be, you know, one of the most, not six, just like, you know, athletically successful programs, but a esports program that's going to be the most, you know, able to graduate, able to get people jobs in esports and all those sorts of things. That's where I want to say I'm successful is, hey, I had 20 esports students graduate this year. 15 of them have got jobs in esports. The other 5 got jobs in where they want to go, right? That's what I want to do, right? We have options. Like, not only do we have like management and business and STEM related fields, but we also have the, you know, game design. If you want to learn how to make esports, you can come here and do that too. And if we could get you into making esports, that's just as big a success as, you know, one of my players going professional in a like game like Overwatch or in a game like League of Legends, in my mind.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, I mean, there's always so much more to cover. We're just touching on the basis of everything that's kind of going on with Long Island University and John and what he has in store, and also with the Long Island Gaming League. So, John, we definitely want to be able to invite you back onto the podcast so we can kind of recap as, you know, when September kicks around and school is going, we want to be able to have you back on as a guest. So, but for now, we really appreciate your time and coming onto the show and really giving us some insight about your background as a player, as an esports, and just as a career development for the youth and the high school students who will be going to the Long Island University campus.
Yes, I mean, thank you guys so much for having me. It was a wonderful experience. You guys have my information as well. If you don't, you can always look back at this podcast to find my information. Contact me. I'm free to talk whenever.
All right. All right, there you have it, everybody. You just tuned into another episode of the Long Island Gaming League Esports Podcast, where we talk esports and everything in between. If you want to get in contact with John, we're going to make sure that we're going to share some of his information in our podcast footnotes. Follow them on Instagram, if they have it, or Twitter. But make sure you connect either way with Long Island Gaming University and John from Long Island University. For all the parents out there, talk to your kids. Find out what their interests are, because there's a lot of opportunities. And I think that's what we all need to do. We need to have communications. We need to talk about esports. And let's really take advantage of this new developing industry of esports. My name is Dennis. You tuned into the Long Island Gaming League Podcast.